it's three past the hour, I propose we go ahead and start. So we currently have on the line Kim Davies, Kim Carlson, Abibu, Warren, Irvin, and Jack, and myself. So we're missing Fred and John Crane, unfortunately, and Ollie couldn't make it tonight. So I sent you guys the agenda a couple of days ago, and it's also in the Adobe room. It's kind of standard opening, action points, operational status, then discuss the update of the proposed update of the leaflet that I sent out also a few days ago. Then I was hoping to go through the security alert thing, so the deal that we set up with John Crane, but unfortunately he's not on the call. And then summary for the community and any other business. So let's start with the action points. So I have this list of action points in front of me. The first one that's still open is one that I'm supposed to do, which is action point 14, to check with the regional organizations if they're able to help out with missing CCTLEs in their regions. I haven't taken action on this one yet because I would first want to finish the update of the leaflet and get it translated into the ICANN languages as we discussed in Marrakesh a couple weeks ago. So I'm putting that on hold until we all agreed on the update of the leaflet and had it have it translated, if that's okay with everyone. Then action point 16 was an update for an action point for everyone to review version 2.2 of the leaflet and send proposals for improvements to me.
Sorry, Chair. Yeah, this is Abibu. Can I give some hints on action point one? That the FTLD will be having the AGM in early June. So it's better to have communicated with the region organization before that time.
By early June?
Early June, yeah.
Right. That's when the African region...
Top level domain. Yeah.
Okay. Early June. Okay. Thank you, Abibu, for that remark.
Thank you.
So action point 16 was on the leaflet, the update of the leaflet. I sent out an update earlier this week. I haven't received any response from you guys. Do you guys have any feedback on the proposed updates?
I found a small typo. We're missing an apostrophe. Sorry, this is Warren. I'll send it over once I manage to beat my browser and submission again.
Okay. Any feedback?
I just got lost in all the green stuff on the last slide. I think you removed the recommendation to only share green and white information.
Yeah, because I thought this is something that we discussed in Marrakesh.
Okay.
Maybe that's what I remember at least. Because let's say the initial one of the security alerts that we sent out. At least that was sent out by, I think, by SIDN at some point, was on this ransomware, and it was labeled amber. So that was not green or white.
Okay.
I think that was the reason.
Then no problem.
Okay. So if Warren can send me that typo, then I'll just finalize this version and send it off to John Crane for translation.
Well, sorry, this is Warren. Seeing as I'm still trying to keep my browser in submission, there should be an apostrophe between for owner's name. I'm just mentioning now because stupid browser flash made it die. Grumble, grumble.
Where would that be? In which paragraph?
I don't have the thing in front of me. I just remember. 1 second. I'll just remember to send it. It's towards the very end.
Okay. If you can just email it.
Just under personal. Sorry, it's under personal trust. First paragraph under there. It's others' names. Should be an apostrophe.
yep, there it is. Yep, found it. Thank you. Correct with that.
I've been talking on mute for the last don't know how long. So for the traffic light protocol, do we allow everything or just green or white?
That's what it said originally, and I think that was also the question that Erwin just raised. But I seem to remember that in Marrakesh we discussed removing that constraint.
What does traffic light with white lights?
I don't know. That's how the TLDR protocol was defined. So if you look at the definition of US CERT, it has actually four colors: so white, green, amber, and red. It's still called the traffic light protocol, though.
That's okay, Christian. It was a joke.
I didn't get that. Thanks.
Sorry.
So, are we all in agreement on the content of the flyer? The leaflet, sorry.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So thanks for that feedback. And then we move on to action point 17, which is to send this version of the leaflet to John Crane for translation. So I'll do that. Then action point 18 was to approach Jay Daly to join as a representative for the Asia-Pacific region, which he did, so we can close that action point. Those changes right away. Then action point 19, to update the TLD ops messages and change the reminder schedule. Fred?
Oh, this is with William. I don't know if you remember, he said he will update, but after the OARC meeting, so perhaps we could ping him.
Yeah. Did you get that right, please?
I could do that.
Yeah. I remember that he's not that responsive, so it might help to, you know, ping him every now and then.
Yeah.
I was being political here, right?
That's correct. Okay.
I don't have access to the machine, so...
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Right. Then action point 20 for Kim Carlson. We fix formatted, mail formatted contact on the list, 50 or so.
I think that was done.
Yep, those are done.
Okay. Thank you. And then we have a block of three action points that basically deal with the same thing, meaning security alerts. The first one is John's, who's not in the call, unfortunately, was to put a security alert on the list and to introduce both him and Kim Davies. But this hasn't been done yet. Did anybody speak to John recently?
Nope. Not me.
Kim, you perhaps?
Nor I.
All right. So, Kim Davies, could you perhaps chase John on this action point?
I'm happy to do so. I think he's been out of office for several weeks now. I haven't seen him around, but I'll chase him down. Is this something that if John is not contactable, I can pick up? I mean, someone needs to explain to me what the goal was. That otherwise, if it's something I can do, let me know.
Actually, it's related to action point 23, which is because John has two hats. One is being, of course, being an ICANN on the ICANN staff, but also he is with DNS.org. And the goal of both action points, both in his capacity as an ICANN staff member as well as in his capacity as a DNS.org member, a board member, was to try to get security alerts on the list.
Okay.
And as far as I know, this has not happened yet. And I think that at this stage, that's really critical because that's the one thing that will increase the value of the list.
Okay. Let me find John. And
if you could kindly chase him, it would be great. Thanks.
All right.
Then action point number 22, warrants, share information on DNS hijacks on the TeleOps list.
So good news and bad news. The bad news is they haven't shared any hijacks. The good news is that's because we haven't had any since then.
Oh.
So once they happen again, I'll be happy to share them.
Okay. Making a note here, just typing away a little bit. Thanks, Warren. So then I'll just close this action point, and we'll see them on the list if they occur. Okay, we already discussed action point 23. 24, flag bouncing emails to the TLD Ops Standing Committee. So that was Kim's action point. Kim Carlson.
I really haven't had anything that I needed to flag. We've had some junk ones come through.
Right. This is more or less an ongoing action point.
Right.
Yeah, so I'll just close it, and I assume that this is something you will do.
Will do.
25 is mine to regularly send out a message on the list to remind subscribers to keep their information up to date. My proposal would be to keep that very simple and do it on January 1st and on July 1st, so at the beginning of the year and midway through the year. Would that be okay for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'll close this action point too, and I'll send off my first reminder in a couple months. Then Jack's action point to compile a list of security tools that we recommend CCTLDs to use.
Yeah, I didn't do anything yet. It's on my to-do list.
Okay. Can you do it by the next call?
Yeah. When's that?
In about, 4 weeks. So I think we should have a call once every month.
Okay.
Next call. Action point 27 was for a new doodle, so that was done. Close it off. By the way, if Kim is looking into a time slot that maybe two time slots that would work for everyone, unfortunately, since Jay is on the TLE Ops Committee, which is very good, we also increased our diversity in terms of time zones, so it will probably be less optimal for some of us. In that they will probably have to join the call late in the evening somewhere or perhaps early in the morning. But Kim is looking into a schedule for that. Kim, you also sent out a doodle, right? No, you sent out a survey.
Yeah, I sent out a survey, and last time I looked, we only had 3 people take it, but I'll go ahead and resend the link as well.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, thank you. So then the last action point is 28 to summarize the TLD Ops meeting in Marrakesh, which is something that is. All right, so back to the agenda. TLD Ops status and operational issues. Kim, could you provide an update there? New members and sort of thing.
Sorry, that was slow. Since Marrakesh, we've had 2 new .sm San Marino and .vu Vanuatu. And then the other one I had was we really need to do that survey as soon as possible so we can get next month scheduled. Other than that, that's all I have.
Did you receive any requests to change contact information?
We have received some requests to change contact information.
Okay. So that seems to work?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I don't have any updates myself on the operation, on the TLE ops status and operational issues. Other than that, I send another reminder to .fo, Far Islands, because one of my colleagues was in contact with one of them, but unfortunately he didn't respond to my emails yet. And I pretty much, for the European region, I pretty much gave up on .ax, which is the Aru Islands or something. They just simply don't respond to emails.
So, Christian, there's going to be a Nordic Scandinavian meeting on the Faroe Islands soon, which one of our lawyers is going to be attending, so I'll try to get some new content information there.
Okay. Maybe threaten to sue them if they don't join.
They're still part of the kingdom, so yes.
All right, so thanks for that, Erwin. The next agenda item was the TLE ops leaflet, but we already discussed that during the when we went through the action points, so I think that one's done. And the next one is the sharing of security alerts, but that's something that we needed John Crane for, but fortunately Kim Davies is going to chase him to get some progress there. Well, that takes us really quickly through the agenda, to be honest. So then we have the summary for the community. I will simply write a very short summary. So, Kim, could you send me an email with the CCTLEs that joined? They were .sm and .vu, right?
That's correct. I'll send you an email as well.
Thanks. So I'll basically write a summary based on that information. It's going to be a very short summary, I think. So the only two things I'm going to say is the CCTLDs who joined, and also that we have updated the TLD ops leaflet. Okay. Then the last agenda point is any other business. So let's make a round. Kim, Davies, any other business?
Not for me.
Okay. Abi Boom? Can you hear me, Abibu? No? Okay, thank you. Warren, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Irvin?
Nope.
Okay. Jack?
Nope.
Okay. Fred?
No, good.
Kim?
Jack is typing.
Kim?
I'm typing important stuff.
Oh. That is important. Thanks. So, Kim, anything that you want to discuss?
Nothing for me.
Okay. So I have one other, any other business thing. I talked to a guy from Orange, which is a telco operator in France, and it turns out there is also an incident response group for telecom operators in Europe, and we're currently looking into how perhaps we could liaise with them. So that we not only get the, TLD community, but also perhaps the ISP/telco community. But this is, at a very, very early stage, and I'm not sure if anything is going to happen, but just wanted to inform you that I talked to one of these guys, and he said he would take it up within his working group, which is like the TLD ops working group for telecom operators in Europe. Okay, so that was my any other business. And with that, I think we are done. I think this is one of the fastest conference calls we've had so far, the shortest one.
Hey, it's efficient.
Yeah, right. So thank you, everyone. And we're going to try to book the next conference call at a fixed time slot, which Kim is looking into.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you all later.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.